Seeing that it's 7 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. Seeing this is the first meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee since the November reappointments. As staff, I'll call the meeting to order. I'd like to begin by acknowledging that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. The first order of business is the nomination and election of chair. What I'll do is I'll do the call for the nominations. I'll bring around the box. After the election, I will turn the meeting over to the chair. So everybody should have ballots.
Everyone is here now.
We're dismissing two.
Then I should have ballots.
Yes, they're not here, so you're as ex officio allowed to vote. And Larry, where you're remote, if you want to email Jen your nomination, it'd be great. Right. I was going to do an introduction before we got started, but it's not on the agenda. So before we do the nominations, we do have a new member that's joined us. Not sure if everybody knows Peter Simpson. But maybe if we can go around the table and introduce ourselves to Peter, and then I'll get Peter to say a few words about himself. If Reed, if you'd like to start.
Yeah, Reed Wyatt, District 9.
Can you use your microphones? Well,
Reed Wyatt, District 9. Good side of the river with Peter.
Hey, Peter. I'm Michelle Greek. I'm the counselor for District 7.
I'm Jennifer Harriatha. I'm the recording secretary administrative assistant for the PAC.
Jeff Merrill, director of planning and development services.
Carolyn Bolivar-Getson, mayor.
And I'm Peter Simpson. I'm delighted to be back on this committee. It's completed a lot of really meaningful work over the years, and I'm very proud of some of that work that we've all worked on in the past. And I'm looking forward to working on the issues that are coming forward with this committee and council, of course, as well. So I am a resident of Dayspring, and we've lived here since 2011, I guess. Bought the house in 2010, and we've lived here full-time since 2011. I'm from Ontario and then in Vancouver. I was the CEO of both the Greater Toronto and Greater Vancouver Home Builders Associations, and also a journalist with the Toronto Sun and with the Vancouver Sun and Post Media newspapers across Canada. So I still write an opinion column for the South Shore Breaker, and it's fun to do. But I'm really happy to be back on this committee. Thank you very much.
Councillor Martin Bell, the west side of the Lehigh River for District 2, and it's good to have you back, Peter.
Hi, Peter. I'm Letha Haysom. I'm the councillor for District 1.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah. Nice to meet everybody.
My name's Liz Carr, and I'm a planner with the municipality.
And Larry, you want to go next?
Yes, Peter. I just got reelected as well for my second term. I'm a resident up in the Parkdale-Maplewood area, and again, I look forward to serving the municipality on a planning committee.
All right, with introductions out of the way, I'll call for nominations of chair. And Larry, if you want to email Jen, that'd be appreciated. All right, I'll call the names for the nomination of chair. Councillor Bell, Peter Simpson, Councillor Greek, we have three nominations for chair: Councillor Bell, Peter Simpson, and Councillor Greek. Councillor Bell, do you accept the nomination?
No.
Okay. Peter Simpson, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. And Councillor Greek, do you accept
it? I will respectfully decline. Thank you.
So we'll do the election of chair. So your options are Councillor Bell or Peter Simpson. And Larry, if you want to send your vote to Jen, she'll get that in the box for you. So I'll read the ballots for the election of chair. Peter Simpson. Peter Simpson. Peter Simpson. Peter Simpson. Peter Simpson. I think that was it. Councillor Bell. And Peter Simpson. So I will call Peter Simpson up to the seat of the chair.
We didn't want you to get comfortable.
No worries.
That's why the chair really goes in that morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully the other chair fits you better.
While the chair's on his way to the table, can I call for to destroy the ballots? Councillor Haysom, second by Councillor Wynot. So we have a copy of the agenda for you.
We have to do vice chair.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. What if we decline that one now?
All right. So before
I can easily move back to that chair.
Yeah. So can I get a motion to have Peter Simpson elected as chair? Councillor Wynot? You're looking at me funny.
No, we don't. We need.
Yeah.
Yes.
All those in favor. All right. Larry, he's in favor. All right. See, this is why we need a chair. That's not me.
You're
Okay.
The first one is the nomination of vice chair.
Right. Okay. So, do you all have the ballots? We just put the ballots in.
Do you have that?
No, I do. I didn't bring any.
Here.
Okay, I got it right here. Okay.
He's got some now. Mm-hmm. And Larry, did you want to submit a nomination for vice chair?
Yes, I will. Sorry about that.
Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, I'll read the nominations for vice chair.
You voted, Larry, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Nomination, Councillor Bell. Councillor Greek. For the nominations, we have Councillor Bell and Councillor Greek. Oh, I was going to log on to. You want to see if they accept the nomination?
Okay. Yeah. Do you accept the nominations, Councillor Greek?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Bell, you accept the nomination? Okay, so we vote again.
Yep.
So you would vote either for Councillor Greek or Councillor Bell.
And Kathleen, we are just in the process. We just finished the nomination for vice chair. So we're doing the election of vice chair. So if you would like to cast your vote, if you could send an email to Jen. She'll record that and put that in the ballot box for you.
All right, thank you.
And I should mention Peter Simpson was just elected as chair. All right, empty. Great. I will read the ballots for vice chair, Councillor Greek, Councillor Greek, Councillor Greek, Councillor Bell, Councillor Bell, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bell and Councillor Bell. So that is, we end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 3.
Councillor Bell, do you accept the position as vice chair?
I do, sir.
Okay, thank you. We have now a motion to destroy the ballots. Well, Councillor Greek? And seconder? Okay, seconder, council. All in favor? Raise your hands. Signify. Okay, motion is carried. Memorial acknowledgement, right? So if we move on now to the review of procedure for the public to address the committee. There's nobody here, but I'm going to read it anyway, just for the record. The procedure for addressing the committee, an opportunity will be provided to all citizens to address the committee on each agenda item shown on this agenda or added to the agenda by the committee. Individuals who wish to address the committee are asked to note the following. On each matter on the committee's agenda, the chair will seek public comment upon the completion of staff's presentation. Number two, each person shall state their name. Number three, all statements and questions shall be directed to the chairperson. Number four, presentations shall be limited to 10 minutes. Persons wishing to address the committee a second time will be given an opportunity to do so once all others in attendance have had the opportunity to address the committee. Persons addressing the committee for a second time shall limit their presentations to 5 minutes. Anyone wishing to address the committee on a matter not included on this agenda can have the matter added to the next meeting's agenda by contacting Jeff Merrill, the Director of Planning, at 902-541-1340 or by mail at planning@modl.ca. I now like to have a motion to approve the agenda. You all have the agenda in your packets? Okay. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know you.
Councillor Hasem.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes.
I'll use my mic. Councillor Hasem, I so move to accept the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion by Councillor Hasem. Do we have a seconder to that motion? Oh, Councillor Bell. Where are we here for now? Yeah, we need to vote out, but I'm just saying. No comments. Okay, so we're all in favor of approving the agenda as presented. Please raise your hand. Okay, contrary-minded? None? Okay, thank you. Has everybody got the minutes from the last meeting, which was a little while ago, Thursday, September 22nd, 2022? So we have a motion now to approve the minutes of the last meeting, September 22nd. 2022.
So moved.
Okay, the mayor. Okay, we have a seconder on that. Okay, Councillor Hasem. Do we have any comments on that? Okay, all in favor to approve the minutes? Signify by saying aye. Contrary minded? Okay, minutes are approved. Any business arising from the minutes? Jeff, can I pose that question to you? You see the minutes? Okay. A long time ago.
Yeah, so the update on the small option homes housekeeping amendments. So I can report that those were approved by council after the public hearing. They were submitted to the province, and the province has given their approval of that. So those, I believe the ad was heading in the newspaper this week, or was it last week? Anyway, those will be effective upon that notice in the newspaper. So.
Okay, thank you.
That's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So the next item on the agenda today is the Planning Advisory Committee Matters. More specifically, the amendment application to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw, Boulangerie La Vendime Bakery. And Jeff, if you wouldn't mind introducing that and the process going forward on the presentation of this.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we received a amendment application from the bakery and Blockhouse, and Elizabeth Carr is our planner, has been assigned that, so she's leading that through. She's done a public information session in Blockhouse, as well as held the Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee. So she's prepared a presentation for this evening. So I'll turn it over to Elizabeth Carr to give the presentation.
Great. I've plugged in the HDMI. Doesn't seem to have popped up here. There we go. You set? Okay. All right. So, hello again. My name is Liz, and I'm going to be leading us through this presentation today. So, thank you for joining me. So, just a quick presentation overview. I'm going to start with a site overview for the bakery. Then I'm going to get into the conditions of the existing development agreement, as well as the proposed amendment to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw. And then I'm going to show a sketch of the proposed ice cream shack addition, which was submitted alongside with the land use bylaw amendment. I'll then get into a discussion where I'll talk about factors that were raised during both the public information session as well as the area advisory committee meeting, and I'll end off with recommendations. So, as mentioned, the business that applied for this land use bylaw amendment is the Boulangerie Le Vendée Bakery. It is located at 500 Highway 325 in Blockhouse, and the applicant is Mr. David Unterweger, who is also the owner of the bakery. The plan area is Blockhouse, and the zone the bakery falls within is the rural zone for the area. Operation of the bakery commenced in December of 2017, and the reason for the amendment application is to accommodate future food-related additions to the property, such as the ice cream shack that I mentioned. So just a note, the original development agreement for this property, began in 2017, but it was amended in 2020 to accommodate an expansion that was proposed by the same applicant. So that would increase the maximum structure sizes and things of that nature. So the details and the conditions that are on the slide here are from the 2020 amended development agreement. So the permitted uses that are currently for that property are bakery and related retail uses, food manufacturing facilities, and limited service eating places, and other specialty food stores. And the current use of the property reflects those permitted uses. So it's a bakery, they manufacture different foods, they have limited service eating space, and they produce specialty foods. The maximum structure that can be on the property at this time is 800 meters squared. The current structure is 458 meters squared. There's no limit on the maximum retail space, but the current retail area is 41.8 meters squared. And I'm just going to make sure I got all my notes. We're good. Okay. So the proposed amendment to the land use bylaw would include adding the Boulangerie Le Vendée property to Schedule B of the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw. Schedule B is a list within the bylaw that permits existing businesses to expand within the limitations of their existing uses, and any additions must be approved by site plan. So site plans are a site-specific design that must cover specifics of the proposed changes, including the location, size, or scale of any changes or additions to a property, as well as details such as setbacks and the location of septic systems. And site plans must be approved by a development officer. So unlike development agreement amendments, which must be approved by council and must be seen by different committees before they're approved, and is quite a lengthy process. Site plans can be approved by the development officer, which is a much shorter process for the applicant. So when a property is added to Schedule B, it is limited to the uses outlined at that time. So for example, if the Boulangerie Le Vendée Bakery is added to Schedule B, it will be limited to the uses that I listed on the slides, such as food manufacturing, a bakery, specialty foods. But if it was to be sold in the future to someone who wanted to start a different type of business, they would have to apply for a land use bylaw amendment to permit those that different use. So alongside the land use bylaw amendment, there was an application submitted proposing the addition of a 12-foot by 16-foot ice cream shack to the property. And the next slide here will show a rough sketch of what that would look like with the context of the surrounding area. So on the right, you can see the bakery. On the left is the Blockhouse Fire Hall. And the red square near the bottom indicates the proposed location of the ice cream shack, which is right beside the existing sign for the bakery. And just a reminder that, again, if the land use bylaw amendment is approved, the site plan approval process will still need to take place to permit the construction of the ice cream shack. So I'm just going to jump into the discussion. A public information session was held on January 26th to discuss the amendment and propose ice cream shack addition with members of the public as well as the applicant. And the following concerns were raised. And I'm just going to go through each one, kind of give a rundown of the discussion that took place, as well as some of the information that was found for the staff report that was provided with the agenda today. So the first issue that came up was with parking. The fire department was concerned about parking as they've had patrons of the bakery park on fire department property, which causes concern as it can block the exit for emergency vehicles. The original development agreement for the bakery from 2017 required 9 parking spaces to accommodate parking for customers and staff. And with the development agreement amendment that took place in 2020, that number was increased from 9 to 20 to accommodate any increased traffic from the expanded retail space and commercial space. However, that expansion up to this point has not occurred. No expansion has taken place as of yet. So for the number of spaces with the bakery at its current size, plus just the addition of the shack, we've proposed an addition of 2 spaces to the original 9. So a total of 11 spaces would be required just to accommodate that increased traffic for the ice cream shack. However, for any future expansions in the future, say if the applicant was to continue with the site plan approval process for the proposed expansion, parking space requirements would need to be revisited and reevaluated by the development officer. Oh, did it switch? It did. Okay. wait, I went too far. Sorry. So the second thing that came up was setbacks from the septic system. Staff investigated the topic of septic system setbacks for a structure such as a shack or a shed of this nature, and through speaking with the Department of Environment and Climate Change, it was determined that there are no specific setbacks required from the septic system, but it is recommended to not build on top of like a septic field, which isn't an issue for the site. The next issue that was raised was setbacks from the fire hall property line or a neighboring property line. And planning staff spoke with municipal building code staff to determine an appropriate setback from the fire hall's property line. And it was determined that a minimum of 5 feet would need to be maintained between the fire hall's property line and the ice cream shack. And that is to conform to fire code requirements. Finally, the applicant asked about required setbacks from Highway 325, and the sketch that was originally provided with the application showed the shack being set back about 25 feet from Highway 325, and that information was relayed to Nova Scotia Public Works, and they were satisfied with that distance, so that shouldn't pose a problem. Next, the Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee met on February 8th, and again, parking was brought up as a concern at this meeting. Members of the fire hall were still concerned that the ice cream shack may attract more people to park on the fire hall's property. Through a discussion, 2 suggestions were brought forward. The first was proposed by the applicant to either purchase or rent property from the fire hall to expand the bakery's parking capacity. And this has been proposed before, and members of the fire hall present at the meeting stated that the request would need to be discussed and reviewed with other members of the fire hall before anything could be decided or proposed. The second suggestion was to move the ice cream shack farther from the road to encourage customers to park in front of it rather than at the fire hall itself. However, the applicant expressed that due to the waterline location to the shack, that the shack could not be easily moved from its current proposed spot. And I'm just going to put a pin in that because I'm going to talk about the waterline a little bit more on the next slide. And I'm just going to move on. So after that discussion with members of the public and the Area Advisory Committee members, staff provided their recommendation to the AAC members, which included recommending to the Planning Advisory Committee that Council approve the addition of the bakery property to Schedule B and further discharge the existing development agreement once the amendment becomes effective. The Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee approved that recommendation and passed a motion to move forward to the Planning Advisory Committee. So the final portion of the discussion includes other considerations. So I'm going to come back to that waterline connection. So something that was raised during the Block Host Area Advisory Committee meeting was whether the ice cream shack would be connected to sewer and water. And the original application did not state that state the need for the water connection, but the applicant since has expressed that there would be a need for it. Therefore, before the ice cream shack site plan can be approved, an on-site sewer service connections approval will need to be acquired. So that's what that first point is about requirements for site plan approval. We are requesting satisfactory on-site service connections. The second consideration is, can the site plan approval process satisfy all aspects of the existing development agreement? And from a review of the site plan criteria within the Block Host Land Use Bylaw, it was determined that the site plan criteria could cover the uses and other property requirements listed in the existing development agreement. And finally, are municipal policies satisfied by the amendment and proposed addition? Relevant municipal policy was reviewed to determine if it would be satisfied by the proposed amendment. Staff looked at Section 8 specifically of the Block Host Land Use Bylaw, which is about implementation of policies or development agreements, and it was determined that the proposed amendment and addition conforms to the intent of the Block Host Secondary Planning Strategy and is appropriate for the Block Host area, and that all other planning matters, such as the questions raised at both the public information session as well as the Block Host Area Advisory Committee, have or will be addressed. And when I say will be addressed, I again refer back to the fact that we require satisfactory on-site service connection. So I'm going to end off with our recommendations. So staff recommended that the Block Host Area Advisory Committee respectfully recommend to the Planning Advisory Committee that Council approve the proposed amendments to the Block Host Land Use Bylaw to add the Boulangerie La Vendée Bakery property to the Schedule B list of uses permitted to expand by site plan approval. And again, that's subject to satisfactory on-site service connections. And further, upon the amendment becoming effective, the Council discharge the existing development agreement with Boulangerie La Vendée Incorporée. And the Block Host Area Advisory Committee approved a staff's recommendation and passed a motion to forward the recommendation to the Planning Advisory Committee. And again, once the on-site service approval is received, staff will update Council with that information. And that is it for my presentation.
Thank you. Do we have any questions or concerns from members of this committee? Councillor Haysom.
Thanks so much. I'm just thinking about the parking. So they indicated they were going to put two extra sites to allow for the traffic that's coming for the ice cream shack. I know that it's a dirt parking lot, and so parking sites aren't marked.
Yeah,
could that solve perhaps some of those parking concerns that has been expressed by the fire department?
Like if there were defined parking spaces?
Yeah.
It's possible. I know the number we came up with was based on some like requirements within the land use bylaw, where like for every square foot or square meter of commercial or retail space, there's a corresponding parking space.
Right.
I do believe that I don't know if you have anything to comment, Jeff, but like the increase of two spaces seems to be would be
adequate.
Possible for
okay.
the property.
Mm-hmm.
It would be if the proposed expansion from a few years ago was to go forward, there would need to be a reevaluation of what's possible for that property, because 20 spaces is a lot different than the
right.
9 or 10. So I think that was kind of our thought process there.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll just add, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just add, the property owner and the fire department, have agreed to work together on the parking issue. Staff's understanding from listening to the discussion and the concerns of the fire department is that even when they put signage up for events, people still park there.
Yeah.
But the property owner, their staff, if they see that their patrons are coming and they're coming from the fire department side, that they're requesting that they not park there. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to work together to solve that. And it's unfortunate that people just don't really follow the signs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, once one car gets parked there, it tends to breed additional vehicles.
Yeah.
But the two parties have agreed to work together to kind of fix that or help solve that problem. So they're both aware that there is a parking problem, and not so much as a result of the bakery itself. It's just there's parking on the bakery side, but people just come and park in the fire department, which just so happens to be the main exit out of their bays for their fire trucks, which that's why they're concerned. The fire department said they weren't concerned. They parked on the other side, which people tend not to do that because it's further walk to do that. They're both aware of the situation and are, you know, working together to figure that out.
Well, Councillor, why not?
Was there any consideration of a privacy fence put in behind the building? Because I know I jumped that fence myself.
The fence was definitely discussed. I know they used to have like a snow fence there, I think is what they had said. And then they put up a kind of, I think she said it was a Pinterest idea of the fire hoses and stuff like that. So they discussed the fence. But yeah, it was also discussed. Like there was a bit of debate back and forth, but the fact that people would just park there and hop the fence, or even if you put stuff there, people would still jump over it. But I don't know if they would be willing. Yeah. I don't think they really wanted to go higher. I remember someone saying something like that.
Yeah, and also they did talk about that as well, but they said people just walk around the fence.
Yeah.
Because the location of the ice cream shack, they would park and just it's still.
Because you can't bring that fence to the road. I think that was like the main thing people were saying is like there's still that room for people to walk around it and do the same thing, despite the signs and the ropes and whatnot.
Are there any other concerns or questions? I have a comment. I know that I've been up to the bakery quite a few times now and regarding parking spots. So what they're asking for, this building they're asking for is 192 square feet, and they're asking for one or two additional parking spots, I guess. In my experience, going into that parking lot, I don't know if things have changed in the last few months, but that parking lot where the bakery is now needs a lot of grading. So you park wherever there isn't a giant puddle after a rain or something like that. So it's kind of helter-skelter all over the place. I know that when it comes to parking, I know the fire department is very accommodating on a number of things. One thing that hasn't been brought up is there is a Four Points antique market that's held there at least 2 to 3 times a year, and it attracts upwards of 2,000 people over a two-day event. And I know the fire department has an agreement. I don't know if they pay the fire department some money, but I know that the fire department also has their boots out there, and they take donations from people who park there. And it's well organized. They have constables there, which are fire police, to handle all the traffic flow in and out, and they're very careful. And I think they rent out part of their building for a craft exhibit as well. So there's a lot going on there 2 or 3 times a year in addition to what we're just discussing now. Mayor, please.
Yeah, and I did want to speak to that as well. I've been in there to the corner when there's events going on, and the parking is on side of the road. The parking is everywhere in that area. It's become a very, visited location because there's a farmer's market or a market that is held at the intersection every weekend. The museum or the antique place is actually in the process of, they are building a permanent location. I think it's going to be open all the time is what the intent is for that. So it will generate a lot of traffic around there. I think that it can be accommodated, but it will be busy. And it's on a term besides. So there's a lot of things there in a very short distance from the building supply store right up around.
Yeah, that building that's been currently erected is about 3,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So that'll be people can come in there with their antiques, and they would leave them there in their own defined space. And I think they're going to have staff in there to actually handle the sales and look after it. There's supposed to be parking there, but human nature what it is, I'm sure people will be wandering across the street with ice cream cones going in there and vice versa.
Guaranteed.
You know, so. Yeah.
other questions or concerns? So at this point, Jeff, do we vote to recommend as the recommendations are on the screen? I think if you can put those recommendations
back on the screen. Yeah, I'll just bring them again. Back up here.
Okay.
I guess I'll go to the red. Maybe. There it goes. Can I see that online?
So at this point, we're looking for... that's it, right? Okay. Looking for a vote to recommend that the Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee respectfully... Oh, sorry, that we approve that, or we send it to council now, that we recommend that council consider and approve the proposed amendments to the Blockhouse Land Use Bylaw to add the PID 602-20076, Boulangerie La Vendienne Bakery to the Schedule B list of uses permitted to expand by site plan approval, subject to satisfactory on-site service connections. Further, upon the amendment becoming effective, that council discharge the existing development agreement with Boulangerie La Vendienne Incorporée on PID 602-20076. Is that that's what we're looking for now?
Are those two separate motions?
They can probably be...
It's up to the committee. Yeah. You could do them together or you could separate them.
I have no problem with moving it.
Okay, moved by Mayor. Do we have a seconder on that? Okay. Seconder, Councillor Haysom. Any more discussion on this before we kind of move? Oh, sorry.
I think Larry just had his hand up.
Okay. Larry, you put your hand up on that?
No, I was just going to second the motion, that's all.
Sorry about that. Okay, Kathleen, you're here as well. So we just ask all in favor, please raise your hands. In the affirmative? Okay, contrary minded, if any? Nobody? Okay, thank you. So it's a motion carried. Let me see. I've lost my... There we go. So do we have any Heritage Advisory Committee matters?
Not this evening. However, if anyone reviewed the ad that was in the newspaper, we did advertise for a substantial alteration to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church. However, staff was working with them, and they since withdrew their application, so they're no longer going to do a substantial... they're changing the window in the tower from wood to vinyl, and as per council's policy, that's considered a substantial alteration, but they have since... They're going to replace it with another wooden window that matches the same, which...
So they don't have to.
They do not have to come here. So if you saw the ad and wondering where that was, it no longer needs discussion here.
Thank you.
Councilor Greek, sorry.
Is the Heritage Advisory Committee a subcommittee of this group, or is that a separate committee altogether?
No.
It's the exact same, so... The Planning Advisory Committee is also the Heritage
it's
Advisory.
It's us. Ooh, yeah, yeah. We do double duty. Okay, yes. That's news to me. Yeah,
it's a two-for-one deal.
So is this the St. Mark's that is down in Middle of Have?
No, this is the one in Maitland.
In Maitland, okay.
Or I think it's Maitland.
Yeah. The one in St. Mark, that one down in Middle of Have is for sale currently for $4.2 million. To say about that one. So are there any added items to be discussed? No, Jeff? Nothing? Nothing in camera to be held later? No? Okay. So just at this point, is there any other business?
No.
Okay.
He wants to adjourn the meeting.
He wants to adjourn the meeting. Okay. I'm not quite there. Next meeting date is Thursday, March the 23rd, 2023. Now, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Okay. Councillor Reed, why not?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, seconded there by Councillor Lee Haysom. All in favor? I guess we don't have to ask for all in favor.
Yeah,
it's just done. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.